Philip Morgan.
Listen Witherill.
So Philip, this is retroactively episode zero of the Offline Podcast. Why are we doing this, Philip?
I thought this was episodes 1 through 26.
Okay.
A summary of those episodes.
Okay. And how would you summarize those episodes?
I would summarize
under 10 minutes.
Okay. Donald Trump is awful and makes us think lots of terrible things. Kanye West is a polarizing figure among the two of us, although I eventually came around to what's so great about Kanye West.
And it's not Kim Kardashian, thankfully.
The lawyers kind of ruined hip hop music for a period of about 10 years, but the genre recovered, for which we're very grateful. Although mumblecore and related stuff still baffles both of us and doesn't seem musically good or have any culturally redeeming value that we can tell. And we have figured out a few things about our businesses. I'm not sure that makes us qualified to give advice, but I think that there's still a facet of something that's interesting about hearing us talk about our businesses. We have figured out a few things about sales, positioning, and marketing. I think we are qualified to make proclamations about those things for a very narrow audience of our fellow consultants. That's my best shot at a summary of episodes 1 through 26. How about you?
You know, that's pretty good. I was going to throw in there a couple of the things that we talked about at some point. And, you know, one of those was we talked a lot about identity politics and what's so confusing about identity politics. This, I think, was maybe related to the Trump thing we talked about.
Indeed.
We talked about how you could reduce your SaaS subscription bill so you could pay less money for your software every month. And of course, we talked about various other hip hop and shower thoughts that you've had and that I've had. But somewhere around, let me see the date here, around November 17th, episode 26 is entitled The Psychological Footprint. And you, dear listener, you're going to have to take my word on this because it's no longer available for download, which is why you're listening to this.
Yeah. This is our placeholder, like what you missed if you never heard those episodes during the brief period when they were online.
And so this is all a very long way of saying our original conception for this podcast is, what do consultants talk about when they're not consulting or doing their business? Like, what happens when online consultants are offline, hence the name? And I think I realized, and I think you agreed with this wholeheartedly, it just became phone calls that we happened to record and publish, where we just talked about whatever was on our mind.
Yeah. And there's a lot more interesting concepts for that. I've been listening to this podcast called Conversations with People Who Hate Me. Have you come across this?
No, I haven't.
Oh, it's so good. It's this guy. I don't know much about him. He's a gay guy who does a lot of videos that are calling attention to injustices and sort of social justice issues, right? And anybody who posts that kind of video on YouTube is going to get haters. And so what he does is he reaches out to these haters, gets some of them to agree to have a recorded phone conversation with them that goes in his podcast where they try to reach some kind of common ground or shared understanding. It's amazing. Like, if you're going to record a conversation, you should probably have a provocative theme like that, is my point.
Precisely. So that's what I was going to say, is that our original conception of the show was to talk about things consultants, online consultants, would talk about offline. And what it actually became was you and I just talking about shit that we wanted to talk about.
That's right.
With no theme, no backdrop, nothing really holding it together. And so the reason for this episode is to welcome you, dear listener, to the Offline Podcast, where Philip and I will talk regularly every week we publish about something in our businesses or something we learn from our clients and then want to talk about a little bit more in depth in order to uncover more about the inner workings of consulting businesses as we build them. Is that a fair synopsis?
I'd say that's a much much fairer synopsis. So I'll still sneak in the occasional hip hop reference, but it's largely, we've become one of those business podcasts.
Oh my God. Now, we still like to laugh and joke. So I would say it's not stuffy in any way. It's not another interview podcast because we don't interview anybody. It's just me and you, dear friend. And you, prior to this, described your other podcast, you've been cheating on me, the Consulting Pipeline Podcast, as getting in the bathtub with you for 20 to 45 minutes, however long the episode is. And, you know, I think that that's a little bit of what's going on here is people can be a fly in the, on the wall when they hear us talk about what's going on with our businesses or our clients or an interesting thing that we want to deep dive into in order to understand a consulting business more.
Hear, hear. Hear, hear. Is that, well, I guess that about covers it, huh?
I think that's not only a synopsis of episodes, former episodes 1 through 26, but also a good introduction. So, Philip, I think we can let people get on to the next one, and welcome.
Welcome. Glad to have you here, sucker.